Now, I also want you to see in verse 10, she says, "Why have I received this favor, this grace from you?" But Boaz responds, "The Lord repay you." In other words, Boaz says, "The grace that you have received from me is the Lord. I'm just simply the vehicle. I have not graced you. The Lord is gracing you." Why can Boaz say that? Because as he looks at the field and what he owns, he does not say, "Look at what my hands have done. If only others had been a hard worker as I am." He looks at that field and says, "It just happened by the grace of God that I am in this position." Do you see the difference? Deuteronomy 8 is an entire warning about asking God for His blessing, and when He gives it, you say, "Look at what my hands have done." And it keeps saying, "Remember the Lord. Do not forget the Lord. Remember the Lord." And we must fight to do just that. This is a story about the grace of God and how God administers His grace through His people. Look with me at verse 13. "Then she said, 'I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord.'" Now, the translation here makes it look like she's talking about Boaz, but I don't think that's correct. I think the favor in your eyes is the eyes of God. "I have found favor or grace in your eyes, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly." The word kindly is the word for heart. "You have spoken to my heart. You have spoken to the heart of your servant, though I am not one of your servants," meaning I am a Moabite. I am not naturally one of your servants. "You have spoken to my heart. You have graced me to the heart. You are at work in my life." It's not something that she says she's earned or deserved or a plan that she fashioned out. It's the grace of God to her heart.